You know what I meant to do the whole program? Is talk about how this was week 700 for me compiling the MLS statistics, and it's week 700. It's the 700th anniversary. 700 weeks. You know, and it seems like 650. Can't even tell it's 700 weeks. This is the 34th week of the year 2012, the 700th week. I've done the program and compiled these statistics. MLS update is for single-family residences only and just through the multiple listing service covering CARP to Goleta. This is for the week ending August 24th, 2012, coming up to August 30th, Mom's 88th birthday. She's visiting from back east. We're going to celebrate by getting solar panels installed on our roof. First category, new listings. 28 new listings hit the books this week. A low of 540,000 on Carlo Drive out near Osh, and a high of 7,985,000 on Park Lane. 11 of the 28 new listings were under $1 million. So that median price, $1,345,000 for the 28 new listings. The second category, opened escrows. 24 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending August 24th, 2012. A low of 295,000. Now, I never give addresses out, but I want you to, I'm going to give this address out because it's kind of a city-owned property, and it's at 136 West Haley. I had that listing at 110 West Haley forever, and very cute, charming, no driveway. But there were three city properties. They had bought the properties, eminent domain. The city did when they redid the bridge over there. I think it's De Levine and Haley. And then three properties came up for sale. And a couple of them were just, there was one that was just, I think it was a De Levine address. It was a real beater. It was unbelievable. Right next to that little grocery store. So the low opened escrow, $295,000. Be curious to see what that sells for. A high of $4,295,000 on Ramona Lane. Of the 24 opened escrows, 15 were under $1 million. So the midway point, median price, $725,000 for the 24 opened escrows. Half were above and half below that number. Sold listings. I forgot to look at the higher end. I did it with the sold listings. Sold listings. 19 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending August 24, 2012. A low of $443,000 on North Alisos and a high of $7.5 million Olive Mill Lane. 13 of the 19 closed escrows were under $1 million. A median price, $752,000. Half were above, half were below, $752,000. But 26%, or 5 of the 19, were over $1,260,000. So those are the three categories for the week ending August 24th, 2012, the 700th week I've showed up here and broadcast. If someone asks you, I wonder what percentage of the listings are actually in escrow. What percentage? Tell them 36%. More than one in three, 36%. Last year at this time, the 34th week of the year, it was only 24% of the listings were in escrow. Back in 2010, only 17.8%, less than one in five listings. And then we had a gross number of listings of 824. Trying to sell 824 listings, only one in five were in escrow, 147 total. Today, 620 total listings, 222 are in escrow. So fewer overall listings, fewer lower inventory, and way more listings in escrow. Therefore, the percentage doubles, more than doubles from the 17.8% in escrow the 34th week of the year in 2010. It doubles to 36% of our listings in escrow. And the number of listings went from 147 in escrow to 222. So that's the story you've been hearing, you know, for the second quarter of 2012. It just built to this point of low inventory, 36% increase in the number of sales year over year. And that's all she wrote. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. You can search MLS listings throughout California and listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question. Because remember, I can answer any question eventually.